This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, October 26. Well, we had a strong day yesterday in response to a bullish cattle and feed report that showed placements were well below what the trade was looking for. Feeder cattle futures gapped higher and kind of struggled to hang on to those gains. Even though we were still pretty notably higher for the day, November's up about a buck and a half. January's up a buck and a quarter. It was on the low of the day that the market settled. So unable to really keep the momentum going on a pretty strong report. That said, I don't think we're going to give it up this easily. If we were, the market would have closed lower and given up all those gains. So it might be a bit more of a struggle and a slog here, but to the upside. But I do think we have started that next leg up that I think will take us into early November, which is, I know, just around the corner. I don't have a lot of time to complete a move to the upside, but that doesn't mean it can't extend a little deeper into November. But I do think there's pretty good reason for the market to have at least one more leg up here before we start a longer leg down through the winter. In the live cattle yesterday, a similar story where we gapped higher. The market struggled to hold those gaps. From month December was still up $1.20, but again, on its low of the day and about a dollar off its high. So it's kind of disappointing to see that we couldn't hold those gains following a solid report. For the cash markets, fed cattle last week averaging around 124, which was unchanged from the previous week, but up 19 from a year ago. Dressed prices at 196, unchanged on the week, up 32 from a year ago. Dressed weights at 832 pounds, that's up 2 pounds on the week, down 12 from last year. Steer prices at 158, up 4 on the week and up 24 from a year ago. Rib prices at 476, up 4 on the week, up 90 over a year ago. And 90% trimmings at 277, that was up 1 on the week and up 82 over a year ago. So year-to-date, federally inspected slaughters running at 3.1% ahead of a year ago. Cow slaughters up 5.8%. Dressed weights are down 0.4%, and beef production is up 2.8% over last year. In the box beef values yesterday, we had the choice up 122. We're sitting at 283. Select was also up 8 cents at 263. The spread was up 114 at 1985. Movement was 136 loads. Slaughter rates on Monday, 122,000 head. That was 2,000 more than a week ago and up 6,000 over a year ago. So maybe we're getting some traction here on packing capacity. We seem to be seeing more box beef volume. The slaughter rates are hanging right in there and certainly showing some improvement so far this week. And we saw the same thing last week at 594,000 head. That was up 7,000 over the previous week. So there does appear to be more slaughter volume taking place, and that would suggest that the packers are picking up the pace here. The feeder cattle index was up 8 cents. We're sitting at 155.19. So we've seen a couple days now where the feeder cattle index is up. Last week, we saw the cash markets be up 4. So cash markets seem to be catching here, getting some support in the feeder cattle. Certainly that would translate into some support for the futures. And if live cattle are looking firm on some improving, at least slaughter rates, then that could argue that we'd see a little bit more to the upside in cattle. The real catch here, though, is in what the cattle and feed report underlined again, was that a big bulk of the numbers that are on feed are front-end loaded. The number of cattle on feed for more than 150 days is up 13% over last year. That's a total of about 307,000 head. And the total number on feed over 120 days is up 3% over last year at 131,000 head. So, you know, these are fairly big numbers that the market has to work through. So clearly the feedlots have no room for error here. They cannot get any further behind in the marketings. They're barely keeping up as it is. We don't see the weights getting out of hand. They've crept up a couple pounds that we could see from last week, but the packing capacity, if indeed it is improving, that's going to help clear out these numbers quickly. But we have to see that be consistent. So the fear is that you start to get behind in the marketing. You've got a lot of numbers to work through over these next 30 to 40 days. That's going to keep kind of this wet blanket over the market. So while I'm looking for cattle prices to improve, and seasonally they tend to as we get ready for the holiday season, there's a lot of optimism in the economy. COVID seems to be retreating. So, and we've already seen demand for a lot of goods be quite strong. So the hope is that beef demand continues strong for the holiday season. Retail buying will be pretty much wrapped up by early December. That's normally when that seasonal stalls out. So there's time for this to work for the live cattle to work their way higher into early D's. Feeder cattle, again, usually early November, but if lives are going higher and if cash feeders are going higher, that's certainly going to support feeder cattle. Corn prices don't appear to be close to getting away from us. You know, they've kind of been stuck in a smaller declining type of range pattern. I don't think that's going to be the bigger issue here, at least for the short term. We do have some dryness developing in the southern and central plains, but after some good shots of moisture here over the last few weeks, we should see grazing conditions be pretty decent. And that's quite often, it's a combination of demand for grass calves, primarily for winter wheat grazing in the southern plains. And also, once corn harvest kind of gets behind us, we see more demand pick up for lighter weight calves for Midwest farmer feeders. For these smaller feedlots, that tends to support the cattle this time of year as well. Corn harvest is slow, and the recent rains and more rains in the forecast are going to keep it slow. But I do think that there will be plenty of corn around and probably a fair amount of low-quality corn that's probably going to have to be fed. And so that's one more reason to think that these guys will want to get a few animals around them and feed this corn, walk it off the farm, rather than try to find a home for it if it's low quality, primarily because of the rain. So still looking for some strength to the upside in the short term. Longer term, as we work our way through the winter, I think there's probably going to be another leg down, but we're just kind of holding out for one little more push to the upside before we start that leg down. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.